May God bless the thoughts of all of our hearts and the words that come from my mouth. Amen. Please be seated. Who's ready for Christmas? I guess we're all ready in a way because for the things that really matter. None of the preparation really affects, does it? And I do try to avoid town, especially on the Saturdays in the month leading up to Christmas. Morris and I went to the cinema, just for a change, in Milton Keynes, and we were just amazed how many cars were just trying to get into Milton Keynes. It seems that everybody's out and rushing about and frantic. Perhaps that's why the reading from James is the one that struck me. Be patient then until the Lord's coming. In the translation I was reading, it said, wait patiently. Patience isn't a virtue I have in spades. But then I've been thinking a lot recently on what patience is. In Romans, Paul talks to us about our frustrations being the things which impel us to change things. Perhaps I, like many of us, have come to think of patience as quite of a passive act. There are people who try my patience. There are situations I have no patience with. Patience implies a calmness and self-control and a willingness to tolerate delay without complaint. I have the calmness. I can have the self-control. I can tolerate delay, but I do complain. But then that's part of the British condition, isn't it? We complain about things. Some of us seem to need something to complain about. There were two words, when I was looking up on the online dictionaries, two words that are interchangeable with the word patience which struck me, and they are resignation and forbearance. I don't mean resigning from your job, but I mean that's perhaps more like the passive patience that I've come to associate with the word. Resignation means you're resigned to something happening. That's the way the world is and you put up with it. And some of the so-called liberation theologies that have sprung up in other countries amongst oppressed peoples almost seem to think you put up with all the rubbish of this life because it will be all well in the next. While there's truth in that, I think the sort of patience we have is more like forbearance. The capacity to endure hardship or inconvenience without complaint, restraint, not forcibly demanding what is due or seeking retaliation. This forbearance means that we know that things aren't right and we live with that whilst also living out our beliefs and our faith, which by doing so gradually rubs off on people and changes things. And I could hardly have these thoughts this week without talking about Nelson Mandela, because that was the sort of patience he had while imprisoned on Robben Island. He did not just passively sit in his cell. He did not plan and plot to overthrow the evil regime. He simply lived in relationship, even with the guards, the people that put him there, the people that made sure he stayed there and did the tasks that were set him. He shared with them his faith, his belief, his vision for a united South Africa. And actually, some of those prison guards were amongst the people who started speaking for his release, because they could see how much wisdom he had and how that wisdom could temper the violence that some people reacted in to the injustice thrust upon them. He said this: prison itself is a tremendous education in the need for patience and perseverance. It is, above all, a test of one's commitment. He, like John in the reading, is imprisoned not for acts of violence, but for speaking words which made the ruling powers uncomfortable. And John acted in a similar way. He was not passive while he was in prison. He exhorted the people who visited him to go out. He spoke to people. He shared with fellow prisoners and guards his faith and belief. In the Old Testament reading, the bit of Isaiah we have this morning, it talks about the future promise. This is what we're all ultimately waiting for. This wonderful kingdom where all will be well. And John is the person that is prophesied, who will prepare the way. He is the very beginning of that promise. And then Jesus is the one he's preparing the way for. And while people have come to trust and value John's teaching, they have still got something that they should be looking for, something greater than even he. The coming of Jesus, which is foretold throughout the Old Testament, promised, prepared for by John. We remember this every year, that we should prepare our hearts and our homes, that they be ready to meet Jesus. We, by our actions and by our relationships, have forbearance with each other, perhaps especially at Christmas when we're thrust together with people that we love but don't always get on with. We need to live out that patience, that we may, as a family and as a church and as God's people, bring the kingdom ever closer as we seek to be a people Jesus is pleased to call his own. Amen.
Amen.